It's time to get your news on. We are VK1WIA.
And into the news we go. The news for week commencing July 21, 2024. And this week, Giles Kirby, VK5GK, delivering the WIA Director's Update. Editor-in-Chief of Amateur Radio Magazine, Roger Harrison, and issue number 4 of AR Magazine is at the printers. Last week, both Felix, VK4FUQ, and myself, Graham, VK4BB, told you of the WIA consultations in progress. This week, Grant, VK5GR, with more news about the current activities underway within the WIA Technical Advisory Committee. And from ALARA, the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association, Leslie, VK5LOL, and the 2024 ALARA Contest.
We are VK1WIA.
This is Giles Kirby, VK5 Golf Kilo, delivering the WIA Director's Update. Greetings from a wintry and cold South Australia. The kind of weather where you need a pair of 6GS 6Cs glowing warmly, keeping the shack cosy. I'm pleased to announce that the RSGB has approved the WIA use of their online EMF tool. This is, I'm advised, a very good tool and will go a long way towards assisting us in meeting our safety requirements as amateur radio operators. A critical step in future high-power discussions. We currently have a couple of consultations on the WIA website. The grant, VK5GR, will discuss in more detail. My one comment is that I encourage you to get involved and provide feedback if you have it. On a very positive note, WIA membership continues to increase, a testament to the hard work of our members and volunteers in spreading a positive message. On a personal note, I'd like to thank the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society and affiliated club for their Hamfest last weekend, and a good choice of venue. My young daughter loved the playground out the front. This has been Giles Kirby, VK5 Golf Kilo, delivering the Director's Update, 73s.
This is Editor-in-Chief of Amateur Radio Magazine, Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH. Well, issue number 4 of AR Magazine went to press last week. Look out for the issue landing late next week in your letterbox, your post office box, or at your local newsagent. The theme for this soon-to-arrive issue is, as promised, sunspots and propagation. More on that in due course. The cover feature is a story every DXer, whether serious or casual, will want to read. It's about an online DXCC map of the world. The application, available on the WIA website awards section, provides a way to find every DXCC entity you always wanted to locate in the world. The application and the story behind it come from Mark Hillman, VK30HM. Don't miss it. Did you know that last month it was 100 years since the first direct wireless voice link between Britain and Australia was made? In the era when cable telegraphy dominated international telecommunications, the heralding of international long-distance telephone calls sparked a media sensation. Marconi himself, and then head of AWA, Ernest Fisk, were behind it. If you're enjoying chasing DX right now, as Solar Cycle 25 climbs to ever greater heights, the question so often asked is, are we there yet? As parents often tell their insistent children when on a long car ride, soon, maybe. At the WIA convention and AGM in May, a member ventured a question about the WIA logo. Well, we have the answer, courtesy of WIA historian Peter Wolfen of VK3RV. That's all for now. Amateur Radio Magazine, Issue 4. More guts, less gab. Serving Australian amateurs for over 90 years. Proudly produced and printed in Australia. Also available online. Always published to a schedule, never random. I'm Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, for VK1WIA News.
Hello everyone, this is Grant, VK5GR, with some news about the current activities underway within the Wireless Institute of Australia's Technical Advisory Committee. Currently, the committee has two amateur community consultations open. The first, covering the introduction of new standards that describe how specific frequencies are selected for amateur fixed repeater and beacon stations. And the second, which is considering what improvements may be possible with the amateur 40-metre band plan. The details of both of these are available to download from the WIA website. I encourage you, if you have any interest in either topic, to head on over to wia.org.au and have a read. What is important, however, is for people to also understand what happens next and how you can get involved. The WIA TAC has released these consultation papers because we want to hear your feedback and thoughts on these matters. We also want to make it clear that these consultations are open to all radio amateurs, clubs, groups, societies, etc. We want any interested amateurs to know that they are welcome to provide their feedback, whether they're members of or affiliated with the WIA or not. This point is very important. The changes proposed have potentially wide-reaching consequences, and so for them to be successful, it is important that we build consensus with as wide a cross-section of the amateur community as possible. This is why this is open to more than just WIA members. As an example of the consultation processes being considered, we can have a look at how the 40-metre band plan discussion is going to be carried out. The domestic WIA options paper currently being circulated is only the beginning of a longer international process. That process includes seeking feedback via the IARU Region 3 HF Band Plan Committee from all of the Region 3 member societies. From there, if endorsed at the Region 3 conference in November, it will be submitted to the IARU Inter-Regional HF Band Plan Committee, where it will receive further input and discussion, this time including Regions 1 and 2. Ultimately, should all three regions agree, resolutions adopting the change would finally be made. This, as you can imagine, is not a quick process. A final resolution may well still be 1 to 2 years away. Indeed, even the work to get to this stage has involved about 3 years of research and meetings with many diverse groups, including the leading lights in the WSJT and Windlink communities, as well as with ARRL, DARC, JARL and IARU Regions 1 and 2. Rest assured, we take the responsibility seriously when considering changes with international ramifications. Now, given that background, you might be wondering what happens next once you've submitted your feedback to these consultations. It is our intention to publish a summary of the feedback received. Then, depending on whether there are any substantive new ideas received, the committee may either conduct a second round of consultations or move to produce an outcomes and recommendations paper. The recommendations will then undergo a final round of consultation before being submitted to the WIA board for acceptance. It is through this structured process that we hope to achieve a balanced outcome for all. So, to have your say, please have a read of the papers, consider the questions being asked, and then pen your thoughts. An email will do, to tac@wia.org.au. By doing so, we can take your views into account. Finally, to help people understand the scope of the consultations, the WIA will be inviting club presidents and secretaries to a special roundtable meeting to discuss the current TAC consultations and answer any questions they may have so they can discuss them further with their members. Details will be provided shortly by the WIA secretary. This meeting will be held on Tuesday the 30th of July at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and thanks also to those who have already taken the time to pass on their feedback. This has been Grant, VK5GR, for the WIA Technical Advisory Committee.
This news originates from the Wireless Institute of Australia. Dreaming, believing, achieving.
Australiana, and a young girl at school, was once asked to write down 3 different career options. This girl wrote only 1, astronaut, and refused to add any others. In 2023, as an employee of the Australian Space Agency, the young lady, Catherine Bennell-Pegg, was invited by the European Space Agency, ESA, to undertake basic astronaut training in Germany, becoming the first international astronaut candidate to do so. Catherine Bennell-Pegg becomes not only the first female Australian astronaut, but also is Director of Space Technology, Australian Space Agency. "I've always dreamt of being an astronaut," she says. "When I was younger, it was for the adventure, but after more than a decade working in space-related jobs, it's now because I know the role it plays in tackling real-world problems and developing new knowledge that can benefit our society, environment and science," Catherine, mother of 2 daughters, says.
"Hi, this is Leslie, VK5LOL, the ALARA Contest Manager for 2024. Just letting you know that the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association, ALARA, is holding our contest on the last full weekend in August, Saturday the 24th and Sunday the 25th, from 0600 hours on Saturday until 559 hours on Sunday. In this contest, OMs only score points for contacting YLs. YLs score points for contacting OMs and other YLs. The contest is about encouraging YLs to come up on the radio. We would also like our younger folk to come up on air via Scout or Girl Guide groups. All details for the contest can be found on our website, alara.org.au. Hoping to speak with you on the radio waves, this has been Leslie, VK5LOL, the ALARA Contest Manager.
This is Nathan, VK5OG, from the Adelaide Digital Linked Repeater Systems, here in VK5 on the Adelaide 10G YSX and YSF 69159 and free DMR Talk Group 5055. You can hear the WA National Broadcast and the local VK5 news every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. every Sunday evening. We would like to thank VK5ZY Phil Kern Wi-Fi, who has put together the Adelaide 10G YSX and YSF system. Together, we'd also like to say a huge thank you to Aussie M0GLJ from the UK, who looks after the YSF to free DMR bridge on Talk Group 5055. Hope to catch you on the air. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, from the Adelaide Digital Linked Repeater System.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Hello. Recently published public records revealed that ARRL was a victim of a ransomware attack that ultimately resulted in services such as Logbook of the World being offline for several weeks. While data belonging to ARRL members and users of ARRL services weren't directly affected by the attack, public records revealed that up to 150 ARRL employees did have personal data compromised. At this stage, there's no evidence that compromised data was misused. Web-based blog bleepingcomputer.com says ARRL has not linked the attack to a specific ransomware gang, but sources told them, Bleeping Computer, that the Embargo ransomware operation was behind the incident. However, this ransomware group first surfaced in May and has since added only 8 victims to its dark web leak site, some already removed, likely because they've paid a ransom. ARRL has yet to be listed. First Mac Limited, the largest non-bank lender here in Australia, is one of the victims who had over 500 gigabytes of stolen data leaked on Embargo's website. In an unrelated issue last Monday, the 15th RSGB in the UK announced, "We've lost internet connection at RSGB HQ, and so our computer systems and phones are not currently available. Our IT team is currently investigating the issue with our service provider." That British problem has since been rectified. If the radio industry is to convince automakers to keep AM radio in the dashboard, the global car market may require an international effort. While US broadcasters continue to push for legislation that would require all dashboards to feature AM/FM radio, similar efforts are also underway in Europe. The European Broadcasting Union is reportedly seeking meetings with the big car makers there, including BMW, Volvo, and Mercedes. The EBU is looking to lobby for all cars to continue featuring broadcast radio as part of their entertainment systems. Radio is thriving in Europe. In Europe, listeners choose radio about 70% of the time, more than all other audio sources combined. People love it. Just press a button and it's there, boasts an EBU-produced video promoting broadcasting. Similar to the arguments made by the broadcasters in the US, the radio industry in Europe touts the role radio plays in providing live programming during times of crisis, as well as the high level of trust that broadcasters have. The EBU says many car makers are already making it hard to access the radio by burying the radio button in a complex journey of swipes and taps. Customers need car makers to make it easy for them, the video says. It's said that golf is a good walk spoiled. So is attaching an amateur radio to a bike a formula for spoiling a nice ride? Not according to Wesley Pitterchuk. Victor Alpha 5 Mike Uniform Delta, a Canadian ham who tricked out his bike with a transceiver and all the accessories needed to work the HF bands while pedalling along. Seems to work fine. Well enough for Wes to work some pretty long contacts while pedalling around Saskatoon, including hams in California and Iowa. Weird and wonderful, the fun that's ham radio. Via Hackaday, Meccano-based Hellschreiber machine. ZX Guesser, an author's tag in Hackaday, has pulled off a true feat of Meccano engineering, building a Meccano Hellschreiber machine. The design is a close replica of the original Siemens Feld Hell machine. What is Hellschreiber, you might ask? It's a very neat method of sending written messages over the air by synchronizing a printing wheel on the receiving end with pulses generated on the transmitter. By quickly moving the print wheel up and down, arbitrary figures can be printed out. In order to use the Hellschreiber mode, you have to keep up a steady rhythm of typing at about 2.5 characters per second. Otherwise, the receiving end will see randomly spaced gaps between each letter. So, while having to type at a steady speed, ZX Guesser also had to work with a slightly different keyboard layout. Despite this difficulty, some very good quality output was generated. That's it for this week from the International News Desk. For VK1WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. What a huge weekend of contests this July 2021 weekend is shaping up to be. Reaching the age of 90 is no small achievement. Hams in the Liga de Amadores Brasileiros de Radio Amizial, or LABRE, perhaps know that better than anyone, as their amateur radio organisation, the oldest in Brazil, marks its 90th anniversary. The Hams are launching a special contest to mark the occasion. The LABRE contest will be held on the 20th and 21st of July, and hams around the world are being invited to contact their counterparts in Brazil using SSB and or CW. Organisers are hoping that contacts will be made on all the eligible bands and are encouraging participants to use as many of the bands as possible. RSGB has announced that Sunday, 21st July, the International Low Power Contest runs from 0900 hours to 1200 hours and from 1300 hours to 1600 hours UTC, using CW on the 80, 40 and 20 meter bands. The exchange is signal report, serial number and transmitter power. Trans-Tasman Low Band Contest, July 21st. The Trans-Tasman Contest, always held on the third weekend in July, aims to encourage low band activity between VK and ZL. Only contest bands 160, 80 and 40 meters are allowed with SSB, CW and digital, that is RIDI or PSK. Yoda Contest 2024, also this weekend. Organised by the IAAE Region 1 Youth Working Group in cooperation with the Hungarian Amateur Radio Society, the aim of the Yoda Contest is to increase youngsters' activity on the air, strengthen the reputation of the Yoda program, and demonstrate support for youngsters across the world. The second session of this year's Yoda contest will run from 10 hours to 21.59 hours UTC on Saturday, 20 July, on the five classic bands of 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters, using CW and SSB. Everyone can work everyone. A youth, as defined by the IAAU, is any youngsters 25 years and younger. Dex Window to the World, Thailand. Special event station HS72 King is on the air until July the 29th to celebrate the 72nd birthday of the King of Thailand, also a ham. HS10A. QSL station HS72 King via Logbook of the World. In the world of DX, we're listening for members of the Zurich City Police Radio Amateur Club throughout the year, operating as HB20SP. The club is marking its 20th anniversary. Unfortunately, no bureau QSLs, but you can use Logbook of the World. HB20SP runs until December 31st. Listen throughout the year for the special call sign 9A100RKZ, marking the 100th anniversary of the Radio Club Zagreb, which was founded the 24th of March 1924 in Croatia. QSL station 9A100RKZ via 9A1ADE. Austria. OE100 radio active until the 31st of December, celebrating the 100th anniversary of the beginning of regular radio transmissions in Austria in 1924. QSL for OE100 radio is via the Bureau. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix VK4FUQ Inningham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Cole, VK3GTV.
Hello, first up, it's Summits on the Air and other adventure groups. If you found yourself logging as many contacts as possible with YLs on SOTA summits during the weekend of June 1st and 2nd, it's time to receive your certificates. Follow the link to the SOTA reflector that appears in the text version of this week's WIA National News. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Astronomy and Wireless Weather. NASA's Parker Solar Probe is set to make its closest approach to the Sun in an effort to bolster research into the effects of space weather on Earth. It became the first spacecraft to touch the Sun when it flew 10.4 million kilometres from its surface in 2021, and since then it's made 20 approaches, getting closer each time. The pioneering probe is on course to reach within 6.12 million kilometres of the vast star, the largest body in our solar system, by the end of this year. NASA scientists have spotted unusual shapes in the Earth's ionosphere, hundreds of miles above the Earth's surface. The ionosphere stretches from 50 to 400 miles above the planet and marks the boundary between our planet's atmosphere and outer space. While it houses most satellites orbiting the Earth, it's vulnerable to changes in space weather, electromagnetic radiation emitted by the Sun, that can wreak havoc in the zone and mess with communications equipment. Under some conditions, the layer can become electrically charged. As detected by the global scale observations of the LIM and DISC, GOLD, imaging instrument, plasma bands stretching across the ionosphere can result in formations of unusual X and C shapes. It's a baffling alphabet soup, as NASA termed the findings in a news release that could shed light on how space weather can influence our planet's upper atmosphere and interfere with radio and GPS signals. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Digital. Many will be familiar with ARNSW RadNet, the statewide network of linked DMR repeaters with links to the national VKDMR and international DMR MARC networks. Matt, VK2FLY, speaking for the ARNSW RadNet, says much of the linking is coordinated with the IPSC2 software created by CERT OE1KBC. However, this software will cease to be supported in the coming months. The VKDMR Working Group, in collaboration with ARNSW RadNet, have been preparing for this change for some time. Over the next few months, the VKDMR network will switch to new software that will be fully supported by the VKDMR network admins without any reliance on overseas service or groups. Importantly, this will ensure that the network's level of reliability will remain as high as ever, maintaining the standards expected from Australia's largest digital repeater network. Next, it's Worldwide Special Interest Groups Maritime, including ILLW News.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Don't forget, this year is International Lighthouse Lightship Weekend on August 17th through to 18th, 2024. Again this year, SCARC will be attending the Lighthouse Lightship Weekend, and we encourage all amateurs to make contacts throughout the world. We'll be on all HF bands and down at Point Malcolm Lighthouse, Narung. Our lighthouse station number is AU0029. We hope to catch you on the air.
Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Youngtimers, YOTA. With the latest, it's over to Alec, VK2MV.
Thank you, Cole. Let's meet Newsline's Young Ham of the Year, Grace Pepe, K8LG. Our USA counterpart, Amateur Radio Newsline has announced their winner of the 2024 Bill Pasternak WA 6ITF Memorial Amateur Radio Newsline Young Ham of the Year Award. Bill was the force behind AR Newsline before becoming a silent key. Mark Abramovich, NT3V, is chairman of the award program and has the story.
Wow, thank you so much.
And that was the reaction of Grace Pape, K8LG of Holland, Michigan, near Grand Rapids, our 2024 Young Ham of the Year. Grace is 18 and the daughter of Doug Pape, K8DP, and Carrie Pape, K8CLP. Grace says her dad encouraged her a few years ago to become a ham like someone else very special in her life.
So I got licensed originally to honor my grandfather. My grandfather is Kilo 8 Yankee Sierra Echo. He was celebrating 60 years of being an amateur radio operator. And then I got involved in amateur radio satellites. I got on the air. And now it has turned into something from honoring my grandfather to a hobby I'm on every day and I love.
It was March 2021 when Grace earned her tech license. A year later, Grace passed her extra class license test. But then came opportunities to attend Youth on the Air camps in Cincinnati in 2022 and Ottawa in 2023.
Being able to learn from other youth and having someone that can teach you, that's around your age and understand where you're coming from, was really helpful.
Those experiences, she says, encouraged her to pursue even bigger adventures in the world of contesting.
I've been able to be a part of many single-op operations from my home, as well as multi-ops from K3LR and Japan 62 Kilo in St. Lucia. And those have been great experiences for me to learn. But one of my favorite contests and that I'm most proud of currently is the ARRLDX sideband contest, where the raw results have me first place for my section and category.
Grace has been a regular speaker at the Dayton Hamvention Youth Forum in recent years and volunteers at the Yoda and AMSAT booths. Just a week ago, she spoke at the Dayton Hamvention Contest University Forum. Grace just graduated with honors from Holland Christian High School in Holland, Michigan, and is enrolled this fall at Sodaville University, Sodaville, Ohio, the alma mater of both her parents. Her plan is to study electrical engineering, a career path she says opened up by her amateur radio hobby. For WK1 WIA National News, I'm Alec, VK2MV in Sydney. Now back to Cole, VK3GTV.
Thanks, Alec and Grace. Worldwide Special Interest Groups Rescue Radio. In New Zealand, the Wison equivalent is called ARIC, Emergency Comms. In their latest break-in newscast, ARIC is offering assistance with the ZL National System. The national system has been recognised as a critical asset to amateur radio in New Zealand and has a high degree of importance during emergencies throughout New Zealand, providing the equipment is maintained to a high standard. Parts of the national system are ageing, and as equipment ages, its resilience also wanes. As such, ARIC has offered to assist with enhancing works performed on the national system, including replacement on aged repeaters, feed lines and antennas. Assistance from ARIC cannot be guaranteed due to the demands on their funds and availability of resources and people. However, if an application is made and they, 1, are able, and 2, see benefit in supporting infrastructure resilience enhancements, they may be able to contribute. Initial focus will likely be on high-risk sites. Equipment ownership and liabilities will remain with the branch. ZL Hams have been asked to take advantage of this offer, as the moment of truth with the national system is that it's working when it's needed, which could be any time. And that's the latest Worldwide Special Interest Group news. I'm Cole, VK3GTV.
This is VK1WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions, www.wia.org.au.
On the social scene, let's have a look at the next couple of months. In fact, both events are happening in August, August the 18th and August the 24th. In VK3, it's the Bendigo Amateur Radio and Electronics Club Radio Fest, August 18. And in VK4, Redcliffe Car Boot Sale, Saturday, August 24, at the clubhouse, McFarlane Park, Kippering. So now, until next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service.
This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.